Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. We'll go back to your phones here in 1 second, but this one came down today. Devontae Smith extended, so he's not going anywhere through the 2028 season.
Smitty.
A good kind of steal of a contract. I mean,
oh yeah,
getting it done early is about the, if I could put Howie Roseman, again, I'm not trying to kill him, but on his tombstone, you know, signing guys early before they before the rest of the league catches up.
Sure.
No one better at it. And it's interesting. You see right now what's happening with some other receivers around the league. I mean, CeeDee Lamb's holding out for his contract. Mm-hmm. Now it just came out within the last half hour that Justin Jefferson is also sitting out. Or holding out of the OTAs, so they
go out
and get Devontae Smith done before those guys also sign their huge deals, which their teams will. So, Howie, steal of a contract here. What was your reaction to the Devontae contract?
Good contract. A little surprised, but you know, if Devontae is perfectly fine with doing this deal and he's okay with it, he's got guaranteed money in hand. I'm okay with it. I was never concerned about Devontae because I think there was just obviously at minimum two more years left on his deal because they were going to pick up the fifth year option. So he wasn't going anywhere for 2 years. Now, he probably could have made more money if he waits, you know, but now he doesn't have to worry about that. The one thing that's different between he and those other guys, he's not the only receiver on the team. So when you say Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb, they're going to double what Devontae got paid.
Yeah.
They're going to double that.
Yeah.
Easily.
Devontae got $1 million more than Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
So like they made sure they got the guarantees right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's the tough part about where Devontae also was.
No, you're exactly right. And he had, that's what I'm saying, he had to weigh his options, and he's saying a bird in a hand is better than
two in a bush.
There you go. So he's looking at it
right
like,
on time for Spike
yeah,
to get here.
He's looking at it like, listen, I'll take this money now. And the good thing for him is that I believe he'll be a free agent again when his contract is up, and he won't be 30 years old yet.
No, he'll be 28, 29.
So he'll still be young, relatively young,
yep,
when this deal is up. And if he does what we expect him to do, he won't even make it to the end of this deal. The Eagles will just extend the deal and re-sign him again. So he gets the money now. He gets the financial security. Don't have to worry about it. Eagles obviously aren't paying top market value for him. But for a guy that they're signing 2 years early, you got to give a little back too. You can't get premium value 2 years early. So you got to be willing to get a ball club a little something, and he's willing to do that. He got his guaranteed money. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, and I'm glad I don't have to worry anymore because I was worried, frankly, because Devontae's my favorite Eagle. Mm-hmm. Like I think he, when we're talking about the future leaders of this team, Devontae just, every time he talks, man, I'm like, he gets it. And last year was kind of crumbling down the stretch, and he got his 1,000 yards. He was asked about it, and he's like, yeah, we're not playing good football, though. And
yeah.
I appreciate Devontae, and I'm glad that this isn't turning into a thing. I just didn't want it to turn into a thing. I want him to be here. I want him to be happy. I want him to be compensated, and I'm glad it's done. Now, the one other thought that I did have on it, though, Ike, is and I know there's always pressure on Howie. We get it. But it feels like there's even more now because you got the Devontae Smith contract done early. You extended him early. Mm-hmm. You extended Mailata, which didn't seem like it was on really many people's radars. You know, and it came out kind of out of nowhere. You obviously extended Dickerson. You paid Saquon Barkley. They're investing a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball. And
yeah.
I know it's an offensive league, and I get it. But I do think that this is just adding to the pressure on Howie that he has to draft well defensively because it seems like they're putting their eggs in defense in the draft. and having young players on that side of the ball and keeping it like semi-cheap. I mean, I know they paid Bryce Huff, but they also let Hassan Reddick go. So, and that could have been over money reasons. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, it was.
It was, sure.
Yes.
So you're paying Bryce Huff. He's $17 million. Josh Sweat took a pay cut. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith's making nothing. BG's making nothing. Jalen Carter's making nothing. You know, he's making first round money, but not like a contract yet. Mm-hmm. Devin White's on a 1-year, $7 million contract. Mm-hmm. You know, Bradberry and Slay, they make pretty good money, but they're not going to be here.
After
next year. Yeah. So there's a ton of pressure for him to do well drafting defensively, because this is what they're banking on, given the amount that they have invested in the offensive side of the ball.
That's a good way to look at it, too, because financially they have fully committed to the offensive side of the football.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Lane Johnson, who's making a ton of money.
Yes. Well, he just got his deal did last year, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Goddard's making – he's on a second contract. AJ, mm-hmm. We know his contract status.
They have fully committed on that side, and when you do that financially, then that means you probably need to devote more of your draft capital to your defensive side of the ball. And that doesn't mean just take anybody over there and say offense go win us games. That means you have to get good young players defensively cheap on rookie deals so that it balances what you're doing offensively. Because these guys offensively over the next, say, 3 years, they're going to eat up the majority of your salary cap.
What, at least 75%?
Yes.
75-80%?
When you look at the O-line, the wide receivers, the quarterback, the running back, they're going to eat up your salary cap. So when I look at the defense, this is the final year of having big money on that side of the football. And like you said, even in signing Bryce Huff, that was more of a Hassan Reddick type deal.
It wasn't the Brian Burns.
No.
It wasn't Josh Allen.
No. It wasn't that type of deal. That was more of a, we got a solid pass rusher, and maybe he overachieves, and the deal looks like a bargain for us in the long run. But when you think about it, Hassan Reddick is gone in 2 years. So unless you plan on changing DNs every 2 years, right? Like, eventually you get what you pay for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they seem like they're trying to do the Chiefs model from last year,
mm-hmm.
go all young guys on defense. But like we talked about, I mean, Chris Jones, now maybe Jalen Carter can be Chris Jones.
Okay.
Sure. But like,
I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
They're putting a lot of faith in being able to draft on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something it hasn't been their strong suit the last couple of years. They've used the defensive tackle in back-to-back drafts.
And all due respect to Vic Fangio, the Chiefs had Steve Spagnuolo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a three-time Super Bowl champion?
That's a three-time. Yep.
Four-time. Is it three or four?
Well, he's only on the one Giants staff, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Was he on all three? Was he just defensive coordinator for all three Chiefs Super Bowls?
Sutton didn't get one of those?
No, I don't think so.
So then it's probably Spags.
Yeah. So well, if it wasn't Sutton.
It wasn't Sutton, it was Spags. Yeah. So four-time.
He's a four-time champion.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, I'm told it's four.
Yeah.
I'm told.
Yeah, so it's all he was there for all three of the Super Bowl titles.
Okay, yeah, four-time. And
by the way, not with a defense that was loaded up with a bunch of high-priced free agents, might I ask. These are guys he drafted, he coached, select, found a scheme, put in. I understand Patrick Mahomes and on that side of the football, but this year's Super Bowl, that's the cheat. That's Spag's Super Bowl. And, you know, Andy and Pat will get the credit for it. They don't win that Super Bowl. They don't even get to the Super Bowl without that Spagnuolo defense.
Totally. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Devontae Smith contract extension? It just, for me, it continues to ramp up the pressure on Howie to make some impact moves in the draft defensively.
Yeah.
I know we did the Brock Bowers thing last week, but now that they signed C.J. Uzomo, again, more offensive pieces. They're probably
another
not
another offensive piece.
They're probably not getting Brock Bowers. Now, I guess Latu from UCLA, he's in here tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
visiting. So they're obviously going to put in the work on that side.
O-lineman.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Yeah, no, take another guard.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, yeah, add another
Yeah,
guard.
An offensive yeah. guard. Yeah. We can't even call him a regular guard. They're an offensive guard. So reacting to Devontae Smith contract extension, 2155.
Slim Reaper,
going nowhere. 215-592-9494. Plus, things he missed about childhood for a chance to win a Jalen Hurts autographed Midnight Green Eagles jersey. Chris is in Pensauken. What's happening, Chris?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
GL5-4375, my original number for when I was like 7 years old. Still remember that. They used to have letters in them in some of the cities you lived in. My kids are like, why did you have letters? I'm like, yo, man, I said to my kids the other night, definitely about this. Like, I said, listen, our phone was in the wall. Like, yeah, we seen that in the movies. I said, no, you don't understand, my pop. When the phone rang at dinner time, don't you dare get up and answer that. No. He'd tell you, look, right at all three of us, he'd say, listen, if it's that important, they'll call back and get your elbows off my table. I'll get up out of this chair.
Yeah, elbows on the table used to be a big deal, Chris.
Yeah, and I knew, and how about when you used to finish your meal? Man, my kids get up, they go to their room, they're on Facebook, they're on their phone and stuff, man. I'm like ready to kill them. I'm ready to grab one of them. And my wife's like, you don't understand. You just got to grow up. I'm like, no, you don't understand, man. I have to say, can I be excused? After I ate all my stuff, I still had to ask. And then rinse my plate off before mom's either washed it or put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, man, those were the good old days. See, that's what made us a generation of respect, Chris.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? Like, no, we don't give ourselves enough credit. We say respect. Nobody gave us mentally tough by
that's
our
true.
Parents. Our yeah. parents were not our best friends, man. Our parents
not
our
by
parents.
Any long shot.
Your mom or your dad, your mom's, I think your dad passed away.
Yep.
Your mom wasn't dressing like your sister or your niece, like these moms. They're like, yeah, I dress like my daughter. I'm like,
right, yeah, to hang out with each other. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you're 47 years old. Put your junk back, man. What are you doing? Give me crickets. Right?
I mean,
come
control.
On. Yo, no, I'm serious, man.
So just to go on the record here, is your answer respect? Is that what you miss about your childhood?
No, know what I miss about my childhood? Well, I love Gritty. He took it to bikes. But here's another one, man. Everybody had a little different one. I wouldn't run to the ones today because they look all dirty and filthy and they're called all kinds of weird names. Man, we had the good humor, man. And if I heard that ringing coming
ice
down
cream
the street.
Truck. Yeah.
Yeah, good humor, man. He wore a white outfit, white hat. He's come out. Boom, boom, boom. I jump over the fence, cut my leg on some barbed wire, get bit by a dog, just get a strawberry shortcake that would probably freezer burn. But it was the best thing. When my parents said, if you can go get him, get ice cream and hold him up for your brother and sister, man. I'm like, yes, let's go, baby. I couldn't even have the Converse. My dad got me Pro Keds because he saved $2. I'm like, Dad, I want the Converse. He's like, don't be like everybody else. Like, you're saving the $2 to get yourself a deck of Cools, man. So you're smoking your Cools in your front seat, brother. With the windows up with no seatbelt on, all of us. We couldn't even see the kids smoking. My parents would have been arrested, dude. That was the best childhood I ever did, man. I love it. Yo, Jack, I told you about the Phillies.
Oh,
we're all good.
Man.
We are all good, but I told you, they don't play discipline and ball, and they're sloppy, and that's what's the bats are going to come, the pitching's going to come. Just these regular stuff, man. You need to make those plays. And as far as your best guy, I love him too, Jack. Devontae is just pure Philly, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Devontae said, look, he said, you know what? Let's bump him up for some more guaranteed. And I'll just take 25 when I really should have got 28. That cat in the Colts got 23. He couldn't hold Devontae's job, man. So I think he did the right thing. I'm flying high for all of them. And guess what? Everybody listen up because they're all going to attack me if they lose. And I give you my digits if I could. We got the hardest bracket for the NBA for the Eastern Conference, starting out right Wednesday nights against the Heat, and then we're gonna take on the Knicks that are hotter than hot. Bring it on, because as Ike says, my hand, Jack,
not moving,
steady, man. You can't even, Jack. You can't even see the gin and juice shaking in the glass, brother.
Good.
Peace. I love you guys.
All right, there
go
he
Irish.
Goes, Chris and Pensauken.
Go Irish.
I don't know what that'll do with anything. I know he's not rooting for the Celtics. Now, there's the one thing about Devonta. You know, I know he signed before the playoff.
I was fighting that. Now we remember he's a Celtic.
Yeah, we got to rip his heart out. He got to rip his heart out. Devonta can't win a title. Just kidding.
Well, I'm just saying. And don't celebrate if the Celtics win, Devontae. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, don't tweet.
Yeah, don't tweet it.
Don't tweet. I mean, the Eastern Conference seems easier than the Western Conference.
Oh, it's way easier.
The Western Conference is pretty stacked.
I got to get a coffee together.
I know.
I'm going to be up watching these Western Conference games, man.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. That Phoenix-Minnesota series, Phoenix is winning that series. Just so you know it. They're winning it. What other series?
Pelicans-Lakers is the play.
Pelicans-Lakers. Lakers winning that.
Pelicans.
You know what? Pelicans may win that game because the Lakers may decide to throw the game.
Plus, it's a revenge spot for all the Pelicans versus Anthony Davis.
No, the Lakers don't want to play Denver in the first round. That's what that is. And if they won that game against the Pelicans, they're locked into playing Denver.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Is it Dallas Clippers?
Dallas Clippers.
Yeah, Mavs Clippers.
Come on.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm going to tell you right now, secretly, I've been riding with the Mavericks all year. I put money on Luka for the MVP.
He's probably not going to get it.
He's not going to get it. But if you notice some of my tweets, I'm secretly voting for him. And then I added another bet this weekend because I went Sixers Mavericks in the finals.
Okay.
But I got Celtics Mavericks in the finals.
I think that Mavs team doesn't have enough around them.
The odds are too great. They were too great for me to pass on.
Listen, we are oddsmen.
And they started playing well. I got to roll with them.
I'm glad. I was beginning to worry because I love watching Luka. We're both Luka men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy who's joining the show does not respect Luka.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
Totally disrespects.
Well, maybe
Luka.
He does now because I don't even know Spike anymore because now he loves Jokic. So maybe he is a pro Luka.
He was a Trae Young versus Luka.
Right.
Which clearly I was right about that one.
Luka. Yeah.
Luka.
100%.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he got the 50 wins. And like I was worried there might be fraud. You know, a little James Harden kind of Luka to him. Like, I need him to at least – because they missed the playoffs last year. They kind of collapsed.
They did it on purpose.
Yeah, but listen, I needed him to lift the team up.
Luka locked in, man. Luka has an argument for the best player in the NBA.
He sure does.
Yeah, Luka is locked in.
It was funny because –
Kyrie, even more importantly, is locked in.
He isn't. We even heard a peep from Kyrie.
Locked in.
Going to get the real Kyrie this postseason. Yep. I'm looking forward to it. The West the whole year kind of felt like, it's not. It's a down year for the West.
Mm-hmm.
And bang, you look up, and it's like Thunder look really good. Nuggets flip the switch, and they're back to being the Nuggets.
Yeah.
You have the T-Wolves and Anthony Edwards, like the first time, has real expectations.
Can't buy it.
I know.
Karl Anthony Towns. Can't buy it. Love Ant-Man. Can't wait till he leaves Minnesota.
Me either.
I can't wait till he leaves Minnesota.
If Kat didn't come back, and now the Knicks got lucky because Randall got hurt for the year,
right?
So he can't come back and kill their season. But man, it's gonna be a good NBA playoffs. A lot of good teams. 215-592-9494. Chris Mbatsaka mentioned the ice cream truck guy.
Yes,
they used to run and
good
run
humor.
After.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you a milk? Did you guys have milkmen when you were growing up? Were you too young for that?
Yeah. No. That was normal. What are you talking about, man? Listen, they delivered Wick.
Is Wick.
Believe me. It's powdered milk.
Oh, man.
Kix cereal and government cheese. Couldn't wait to that Wick.
Government cheese.
Yeah. I forget what Wick stood for. But it was some sort of for subsidized housing and food and all that. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Wick milk.
Yeah. Powdered milk. You ever had powdered milk?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's people out there who have had it that are listening to me right now.
Sure. It wasn't the same as milking a cow?
Mm-mm. Nothing worse than that powdered milk, man. Having to eat your cereal with that powdered milk? Mm-mm-mm. Boy, that was bad.
That sounds delicious. Two one five five nine two.
You know, add water, right?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't want to add milk to it?
Some people don't know, when I say powdered milk, they might, you put powdered milk in there?
Yeah.
You got to add water with it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it tastes just like it's out of the cow.
Yeah, it tastes like water. That's what it tastes like.
215-592-9494. Things you miss about childhood. Yeah, just a big – Ike's just reminiscing today.
Man, everything's just popping in my head.
We're taking a trip down memory lane with Ike. If there's anyone 30 and under that misses anything about childhood, you can also get in. If you win today, you'll win an Eagles 2024 draft hat. Plus, you're qualified for a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green Eagles jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. The best answer at the end of the show, we'll win a lot of good stuff already on the table. Plus, did we overrate the Phillies and your reaction to the Devontae Smith contract extension? But on the other side, the Sixers, speaking of them, How do we feel 2 days out? The playing opponent's here. The boogeyman's back. Jimmy Butler. We'll talk some Sixers coming up next on the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.